Want answers quickly to any question you have? Want to solve any problem or issue almost immediately? Well, the Help Bus website has amazing resources that will help you quickly improve any area of your life. The Help Bus will greatly assist you with your health, finances, business, education, job, home, garden, family, parenting, and so much more. Also, get two free gifts when you visit the website at helpbus.net. So why not visit right now?
Headline Mentors and Performing Arts is at it again with the next hit summer play, What She Won't Do, I Will. Under the direction of the awesomely Holy Spirit-driven Mrs. Jeanette Greenwood, What She Won't Do, I Will depicts the story of real-life trauma, friends, marriage, heated fellowship, deceit, and scandal, followed by a major spiritual overhaul by God. What She Won't Do, I Will, rated M for mature audiences only. What She Won't Do, I Will hits the stage one night only, Sunday, July 7th. At Scott Theater, 1300 Gindy Street, Fort Worth, Texas, 76107, with two shows at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. What She Won't Do, I Will. Live performances by the clever and gifted Mr. Ely and the beautiful Thelma Mitchell. What She Won't Do, I Will, rating M for mature audiences only. Visit HeadlineMentors.com for ticket info. Again, that's HeadlineMentors.com. Headline Mentors and Performing Arts is under the direction of the brilliant and anointed Mrs. Jeanette Greenwood.
Breathe on me, dear Lord. Let the spirit of refreshing renew me today. Holy Spirit, breathe now. Let the power of your presence rest on me.
Before your throne has God.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's exactly what we want to happen tonight, is God to breathe on us. Let the Holy Spirit breathe on. This is Michael Anthony Johnson, and this is the Nine Combat Forum. And joining us right now is our co-host, and her name is...
Vonda L. Chappelle.
How are you doing, Vonda L. Chappelle, tonight?
I tell you, I'm blessed. I'm really blessed. Amen. I thank God every day. Amen. How about you, Michael?
I'm just doing wonderful. I know God's going to do something incredible tonight. There's somebody special. We have a special guest on the program tonight that's going to bless America's heart, that's going to bless our international listeners, and really bring some enlightenment and encouragement and empowerment to people tonight. And so I want to just share what he's been able to share with me over the years as far as he's been a mentor personally, and also just to so many other people, how his ministry has affected their lives. And I'm going to make the introduction real quick, because I want to get right into this. And you've heard just a taste of the CD project. Sorry about that. You heard just a taste of the CD project that's about to come out. But let me introduce Curtis L. Dean. He's a native of Dallas, Texas. Everybody down that's in the Dallas area, you know Curtis L. Dean in some way or another, how he, in, as far as his worship, his ministry, his music. His music has always been an established driving passion of his heart. And Curtis believes in hearing the heartbeat of God, and that's what he talks about. And you're going to hear when he begins to speak tonight, where, as he calls it, the God experience. And you're going to hear more about that and other things that he's going to share that's going to minister to your life, and it's going to enhance your walk with God. He studied many genres of styles of music to create collective music that God has inspired through his psalmistic, artistic, outflow. Curtis has been producing artists for the last 15 years, even myself included, and within his career, he has had the pleasure of producing with R&B icon Beyonce. Yeah, and so he has shared the stage with a plethora of artists like Yolanda Adams, Kirk Franklin, Vashawn Mitchell, Jonathan Nelson, just to name a few. I want to introduce to the NICOM platform. Welcome to the NICOM platform, Curtis L. Dean.
God bless you, fam. How are you?
Hey, doing real good. I'm glad to have you on. And Vonda, we were just sharing just a little bit before the show. We're looking for God to do some incredible things tonight.
Amen.
To enhance people's lives. So I just want you to share just from your heart what's happening with this project. And see, I was able to do a little bit, I wasn't able to do everything on every song, but I was able to touch in a little bit on the recording and hear some of the stuff. But yeah. I am excited. So share just a little bit from your heart what God is doing through this project.
Amen. I just believe that because we're in the 11th hour, and the 11th hour represents the prophetic hour, and because we're in that hour, that God actually is really speaking forward through his psalmist and through his men and women of God. When we actually start working on this particular song, each one of the material actually came through the God experience, and each one of them came through the hour of God. And what I mean by the hour of God, if you haven't noticed that, how a lot of times that we really want to spend that quality and quiet time with Father is really not in the mornings or the afternoon. It's through the wee hours of the morning that God actually wake us up to spend with him. And Jewish rabbis have actually discussed this and really have, they believe that God actually walks the earth in between the hours of 2 and 5. And if you ever notice that, when you go to bed and you say, God, I want you to wake me up so I can spend time with you, it's between those hours. It is the hour that there's less crime, less violent things that are happening. It's the hour that there's peace and tranquility, where God can actually talk to you, where you can actually hear clearer and hear from God's heart. And through this, God began to give us the song called Breathe On Me. Now, what God actually was doing in this whole thing was is being transparent with me, as I could be transparent with him and be transparent with you and Vonda. And so I'm just going to call you guys fam, if you don't mind.
So, that'll work for me.
One thing that I had to do is be transparent, because I think the body of Christ can be healed if we're transparent.
Amen.
I believe that if we show our wounds one to another, we can be healed.
Yes.
The Bible lets us know that if we would share our faults one to another, that we may be healed. So if we would only catch the heart and the spirit and the mindset of being just transparent. Well, here's some transparent, see, for you. Sometimes I don't feel like praying.
Yep. Amen.
Here's some transparency for you. Sometimes I don't feel like worshiping.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Here's the biggest transparency. Sometimes I just don't feel like being bothered with church folk.
Oh Lord, yes.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm right there with you, Curtis.
If we can be transparent, but fam, here's where the heart of God comes in. Even though my body, my soul is sitting up saying, I'm looking at the tug of war between the spirit and the flesh. Whichever you guys win, that's where I'm going to go with. And on the flip side of everything, God looks at this. There are times where I don't feel up to it. Mm-hmm. That's when God steps in the hour of God, and replenish. He gives back to make me complete, that I can move forward in purpose. Because at the end of the day, it's about the storytelling of the purpose.
Right.
See, God is a God of completeness. I've often wondered this, and I'm going to bring everything back around. I've often wondered this, how that even when Lucifer rebelled against God and took a third of heaven and left. Now, let's be realistic. I don't think that just happened overnight.
No,
Lucifer had to have some time to talk to people.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? To be deceitful, he had to be manipulate, you know. He had to. Yep. He really had to be using some serious divination to take a third of heaven away.
Right.
Now, if God is a God of completeness, then how is heaven lack? Wow. Now, where the completeness... Just give you something to think about. Where the completeness of God comes in, people of God, is this found. Have you ever noticed that in the end time there are going to be so many amount of people that make their way to heaven?
Mm-hmm.
God
completes
heaven again through you and I and the beloved, the saints, and the believer. Heaven would never be lack because heaven will always be complete through us. So if heaven is complete through us and God is a God of completion, and if there's a lack in my in your life, Mike, and in your life, Sister Vonda, then God has to complete the lack for you to move in purpose.
Yeah,
that's
where
the infilling and impartation comes in, where Father transfer himself into you, which is his life, to give you the unction, encouragement to move forward in his purpose and divine plan.
Amen.
So when God,
Amen.
God had to do that in his song, Breathe On Me. So it's the first single that is released. We wanted to make sure that the saints of God are able to get in that place where they can feel God's presence, where they can be imparted into, where the Spirit of the Lord can transfer himself into their spirit, that they can get up the next day or walk through the same day. See, one thing that I believe, God is a good God even on a bad day.
Right, exactly.
Amen.
He's a good
Amen.
God even on a bad day.
He,
and
I know,
the only thing that I have to do, and God had to remind me this week, God says that the joy of the Lord is my strength, right?
Right, yeah, that's
right. So God's joy is my strength. If God is joyful, I have strength. So there will never be a time that God is not joyful. I'll always have the complete strength of God. The enemy just don't want us to know it. That's why we have to get in that quiet place and spend a lot of time with Father. Because right
you know
now,
what?
I'm sorry, go ahead, brother.
No, so you know what, the Lord's Prayer, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
So that's the first part of that. We have to know, first of all, he said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. But if you're not spending time, you don't hear that voice. So that God hour, that God experience we must have. He said, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. So people, you got a lot of Christians that's walking around and want, because they're missing, they're not hearing the call of God to that God hour, in that God hour, to say, hey, come away with me, because I got some things to share with you. I want to restore your soul. You know what I mean? And the only way for us to be replenished through what you're talking about is to get in his presence.
And
a lot of people say, hey, have a quiet time, have your prayer time. But some people don't articulate that into, oh, I need to do that, actually. You know, they hear it and they say the right thing, but do they really set apart that time, or do they hear the call? When God, you know, I there was a time at about 4:15, 4 o'clock, 3:55, I would hear Michael in my spirit, and I'm like, you know, and this might be strange to some, I heard a knock on the wall. And I knew it was God. He said, walk away with me. I want to talk to you. That's what God gave me a song. I remember you worked on that song with me. I think it was Lord, I thirst. He gave me the first portion of that. Because I was thirsty. He wanted to restore my soul. So that's the very essence of what God pours into us. Yes, he pours his life into us. And he gives us the strength that we need.
Yeah.
That joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. But I got to get in position. We talk
about
position.
Come on, man. Come on.
I got to get in position to get my joy, to get my strength, to get my soul restored. I need to be restored. And if I don't get there, I'm lacking.
Hallelujah. Isn't that what Jesus did? Went in the hour of God and prayed and communed?
Yeah.
While the
disciples
were asleep. And then he was trying to get, being an example. He was being an example, right? He woke up and said, man, can y'all just spend 1 hour?
And you know, it's really funny to hear you say that, because, you know, to hear you use that analogy, because the biggest thing as I was listening to Michael talk was we still have that tug of war with our flesh.
Yeah.
And, you know, most of the time, and you expounded on it so perfectly, you know, during the hours, I believe you said, was 2 and 5. And I used to tell people, that's the best week is during those hours.
And they're
like, come on
now.
Like, both of us, we have to get up and go to work. My alarm goes off, and I'm a morning prayer, but I usually my alarm goes off between 5 and 5:30. And, you know, I was actually working on a message, and I couldn't quite get the title. I haven't got quite the title yet, but we snooze too much. And that's what happens, because I snooze between 5 and 5:30 because I know my prayer time. But there's that tug of war within our spirit,
that makes us say, you know what, God, this ain't the best time, because right now it's 2 o'clock. I got 3 hours of sleep left. I got 2 hours of sleep, whatever time he's trying to call you. But that's the best time, Curtis. And I noticed it's like, glory to Jesus. That's the best time.
Hallelujah.
It's like as soon as I roll, I'm going to get shot. Jesus. That's when God is there waiting on me. And it's
hallelujah.
Like, I just have to open my heart, open my spirit, and God is right there. But that's when you know that God is wanting you to commune with him, because that's when the enemy fights you the most. That's when he tells you, you ain't got for 2 hours left. You don't have an hour left. You might as well sleep. It's okay. You're going to fall asleep on your knees anyway. This is what he tells me.
Yeah.
So we just have to, we got to stop snoozing. That's the problem with the church today. We're snoozing too much.
Yes, absolutely.
And we're losing what God has for us because we keep hitting the snooze button. We got to lay off the snooze button and hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church and to
us. You know what? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Sister, you know what? That is so powerful. And God just was speaking some things in our spirit when you said that. You know what's so awesome about that is this. We forget that God is the one who operates in the season, but he controls the time.
Amen.
Wow. We forget that. See, God operates in the eternal and season, but he controls the time. And then God controlled the time when Israel was fighting and was in Moses who said, God, you know, don't let the sun go down until we give victory. And God defied all the laws of Newton and stopped the clock of our country and our world that Israel can get victory. Well, one thing that I had to do, which I found out is very, very, very true, is that I would do when I would spend my quiet time and I'm going back to sleep, and I knew that my body needed to rest, and I had an hour and a half to spend, I would tell God, add on to the hours.
Yeah,
I would wake up refreshed. Because God is in control of that.
That's right.
Yes,
God is not going to wake you up to beat you down. And you get up muggy and sick. And No.
Come on now.
That's not the purpose. That's not the will of Father.
That's right.
So that's the thing that we got to remember. See, all of these other little tiny things that the enemy uses and say, well, but you're going to be sleeping tomorrow. You're not going to be able to perform at work tomorrow. That devil is a lie.
He's a liar.
He's a liar.
Because,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brandon.
You know what? When you're saying that, I thought about Cain and Abel. Abel was trying to give him the best, you know, but Cain, that's sometimes that flesh we war, he's trying to give God, well, I'll give you this. And that's what we have to war with. We don't want to give God wants the best of our time, and that's between those hours. And because that's the time we have to sacrifice sleep. That's the time we have to sacrifice and go out of that bed and get. I don't know. There was a time that God had given me something to put out there on the net, and it blessed a lot of people. And it woke up on a Saturday morning. It was about, I think it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I began to write, and I didn't even know it took 4 hours. It was like 30 minutes.
Wow.
And when I looked at the clock, I was like, wow, God. And I felt so refreshed. He did restore my soul. Not only with what he gave me, but he gave me back the time that I had with him and said, now you're strengthened. Now go throughout the day. That was a day that I had so much strength. I got a lot of things done. But some people, we don't look at it that way. We need to be obedient to what God's call is and watch him finish us. And watch us give us things that will touch the world. And that's why we're having so many problems. I want to touch on this because we've talked about this. A lot of artists out there, and finally we have as well, a lot of artists not having anything to give people. They're regurgitating stuff from the past and regurgitating something from an old testimony. But God, you know, his mercies are new every morning.
Oh, my God. Can I piggyback off of that, man of God?
Yes.
Can I piggyback off that, fam? David. Here's one of the greatest psalmists in the world that says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of the life. If God's mercy is new to me every morning, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of the life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Well, the Hebrew word follow means to arrest. So David is saying, surely goodness, God's goodness, and God's mercy is trying to arrest me daily.
Wow.
If I allow it.
Mm-hmm.
See, we've been here. We've been battered too much. We've been beaten, and that's what God has given me, a ministry for the brokenhearted.
Yes, yes.
Here's, can we just be transparent and make this thing real?
Most
of us are still dealing with childhood stuff that what people say we are not able to do and can't
Jesus.
Do.
Minister, sir.
Things that parents and other and things that our parents and loved ones and families and friends say, oh, you're never going to be this. You're never going to do this. You're never going to mount up to anything. You're never going to have this. This is your destiny. I'm like, oh, my God, if I'm never going to be anything, I'm never going to have anything, I'm never going to mount up to anything, why am I still living?
Right, right.
But see, one thing that I had to find out in the book of Psalms 34 and 18, that in the New Living Translation said that the Lord is close to a broken heart.
Mm-hmm.
And he rescued those that have spirit that have been crushed.
Wow.
See, God is always for the little man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And see, this is what we don't realize, and this is what we don't embrace. We don't embrace that God wants to heal us and give us victorious life, that we walk in this thing on a consistent daily basis. And it kills me when I see psalmists and songsters and songsters saying all these cliches that's not in the word and that give no life.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh my God, how many? And I'm like, are we really buying this?
Some of them.
Are we really buying this? Because here's the reality, and we say this one all the time. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. Well, here's the thing that I don't have to do. I don't have to think about all the things. That's just one thing that I can think about, and my soul will still cry out.
You know what,
Curtis,
as you were saying that, I think of one. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. But yet they sit there like they came to be entertained and don't understand what praise and worship means.
The reason why that is, we have separated ourselves from worship and reverence and relationship from God and have embraced religious decor and religious methods.
Mm-hmm.
We have forgot about the Creator.
Yes.
I said on the last show, and I said it to my brother Mike here. I said, man, anything that we create and calls it deity is idolatry.
Ooh. Wow.
Anything that man creates and calls it deity, it's idolatry to God.
It's idolatry. That's right. Wow.
It's just like if I start in a church and I go to Bishop Jake's church and I see what they're doing, I said, okay, I'm going to make my church like Bishop Jake's. I'm creating it. God didn't tell me to do it.
Wow.
I'm creating it. Wow. God says it's idolatry because whatever God want to give to the people that's up under me is going to be a total different flow.
All right now.
We miss
that's
it every
incredible.
Time.
That's eye-opening, brother. You're sharing some stuff that really opens the eye. And see, what we have a lot of people is have a form of godliness denying its power.
Oh, my God.
They have not, they have not been
oh my God.
In God's presence.
Oh,
and
my
they,
God.
So the only thing they can do is come up with something.
Brother.
Look at how many people they stormed the California book. You know, what's the name of the brother from California, the Saddleback Church? They got his book to do just like that at our church. They don't have anything. They don't have a vision, so they get somebody else's
that's
vision
it.
And try to establish
that's
that.
It.
Yes, yes.
Rather
than
before God saying, Lord, let your kingdom come on earth, let your will be done, they fix somebody else's stuff because they've been not before. Where? But I'm sorry.
You hit it on the nose, man of God, when you just said having a form of godliness but denying the power of. It used to be a day and a time that a tornado could come where the saints would start praying and say, look, I rebuke the prince of the air. God, don't let no harm come to this house. And guess what?
That's right.
That storm would cease.
That's right.
See, the things that we really stood by and believe is starting to fade away.
Come on.
Oh, but there's a remnant, man. There's a remnant that God is platforming.
Right.
As we speak, that speak God's divine promise, and it shall come to pass.
It
that
shall
speak
come
God's
to pass.
Divine word, and it does manifest. See, I'm tired of all these people want to prop a lot of people. See, we should have some holy boldness. And when people start, first of all, let's know what's prophecy and what let's know what's a word of knowledge.
Right.
If you're coming to me and telling me, well, Curtis, I see some things in your life, and you got a headache and everything like that, and you know I'm prophesying to you now. That's not prophecy.
Mm-mm.
Prophecy
Mm-mm.
comes to exhort, exalt, and comfort. If it does not do those three things, it's not prophecy.
Right, right.
A word of knowledge is something totally different.
Yes.
I'm telling you, man. When I look at the men and women of God of old that is gone, and mm-hmm. our age factor right now, we're the ones that's left.
Yes.
We're the mentors now.
Mm-hmm.
We're the ones that's left to teach the younger.
Mm-hmm.
It scares me.
Mm-hmm.
It scares
yes.
me because what
yes.
I see now is people mm-hmm. trying to move to so many positions and so much fame to they
mm-hmm.
forgetting God.
Now.
That's why they got to use the cliches to mess
mm-hmm.
with people's flesh, to mess with
that's
their
right.
emotions, to cause
mm-hmm.
them to do some bodily exercise, which is just a jump. And when you finish jumping, your situation, your circumstances is still there.
That's right. Wow. That's
either God is God or he's not. So it gets me. There is a remnant of people. I don't care what it looked like. There is
mm-hmm.
a remnant of people that
mm-hmm.
God has as yourself and myself and others that
mm-hmm.
speak the word into the atmosphere, and it
right.
shall
right.
come to pass.
It shall
right.
come to wow, this is powerful.
If people, if we lived in the Old Testament, if we lived in the Old Covenant right now, there'd be so many people that we look at on the platform would be so they would be dead. They'd be stoned for prophesying to people.
That's right. That's
see,
right.
I'm just being transparent
hey,
so
what,
that the people of God
people?
Should know truth. We need
what
to hear
the
truth.
People? What about the people coming before the Lord? You remember the priest, they would die in the presence, I mean, if they go into
oh,
the
absolutely.
Holy Holy. How many people would come into God's place, to the church, and would just fall dead right there?
Ananias
you know,
and Sapphira.
Yep, that's right. That's it.
Ananias and Sapphira. Brother, one thing that I'm learning, and you and I talked about this on
mm-hmm.
the other day, the beloved of the Lord, all we have to do is be righteous before the Lord.
Yes.
And here's the thing that we got to look at, and quit beating yourself up and saying, I got to be perfect. You'll never be perfect until Jesus come back.
Come on. Yes, that's right. Come on.
When he appears, you shall, the word of God says that, you shall be as he is. The only thing
mm-hmm.
that makes us perfect now is the blood of Jesus Christ.
That's it.
Amen.
But we're still growing on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing that gets me is what you and I kind of shared and what you and I kind of talked about and how that you can be in a bad situation or a bad surrounding and God will still rescue you.
Mm-hmm.
You had Sodom and Gomorrah, and you had Lot there, and God allowed Abraham to go get his brother, go get his nephew,
mm-hmm.
and bring him out, and then destroy
right.
the place. A lot of these places don't realize that they're not being consumed with a lot of situations because there's still some people in there that God loves.
Yeah.
What you say? Wow.
See, here we got to go back to the truth. The truth
that's
of
right.
the matter is this. It doesn't matter how good that platform is, looks, and appears to be. What did God call you to do? And everybody don't have the ministry within the four walls. We got to get out and help heal our country. Because right now our country is in a very, very hectic state.
Yes.
Amen.
We got to help. Like their proceeds we're doing from the single, we're sending it to Red Cross to help the people in Oklahoma.
Yes, I saw that. That was beautiful.
We want to help. That's the real
mm-hmm.
ministry of Jesus Christ. Affect
mm-hmm.
the neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
I drove down. I was in Oak Cliff the other day. I drove down the street and counted at least 17 churches within a half a mile radius on the same street.
Wow.
But when I looked in the neighborhood, it looked just ramshackle and run down. I said, how can this be?
Right.
How can this be? God have a concern about the brokenhearted. There's somebody out there that's right now that's been beat down, that have been told they're never going to affect anything. I'm here to tell you that you're a lie. And you know how I know that you're a lie and that devil is a lie? It's because I was told the very same thing.
And we got to break down all that.
Anything.
That's
you're
right.
never going to amount up to anything. But look at me now, beloved. And it's only through my quiet time and spending that quality time with Father. They that know their God shall do exploit.
There we go.
I want you to do exploit. There's somebody that needs to hear this. Out there.
That's
there's
right.
somebody out there that needs to do
some
exploits. God have caused you to do some exploits to deliver somebody else. There's somebody in chains right now waiting on your ministry. There's somebody right now burdened down that God is going to use your word out of your mouth, his word, but through your voice to deliver and set that person free. And I claim it today in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. We receive that. And that's what we need to hear. We talked about this last night that we overcome. A lot of people not having a lot of overcoming situations in their lives because they won't go through anything. And the reason why they won't go through anything because they won't. We talked about the God hour. They won't be obedient even just in the small things. He said, "If you be faithful over a few things, then just being submissive to take some time every day." He said, over a few things. He said, I don't ask for much. He said, 10% of our offering, be faithful of our wages, faithful over a few things.
Yes.
He said, I'll make it rule over many. But we get tripped up to that few things. We start complaining. Look at them. Then they begin to murmur and complain. When Moses was trying to go to the mountain and get the word from God.
Wow.
And get the Ten Commandments. If you can be faithful over a few things, he says, not much. And we complain
powerful.
At the few things.
My God.
The few things he asks us to do. He said, love me.
Yes.
He said, can you love me to keep my commitments?
Wow.
Over a few things.
Wow.
As we're hitting back and forth all these different things that keep us out of where we need to go in. Yet it's a remnant that God has, you know, he said, I got my hand right here. They're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. They're abiding under my shadow. I got him, and I'm about to release him. And that's what I believe is happening with what God's doing with you, what God's doing with ministries all over the world, that he has them concealed. He hasn't revealed them yet.
But when the time
of the revealing. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You know what? And you know what I'm noticing? God is utilizing the people that don't even look like they're going to be in church.
We talked about that last night, too. Yep. People don't even look like church folk.
People just plain T-shirt and jeans. That God is doing. One thing that God gave me the other day, he said, you know, out of 1 Peter 2 and 9, where God says that you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and, you know, God's special possession, that we can declare the praises of him who have called us out of darkness.
Out of darkness.
And to the wonderful light. Now, this is what blessed me about the brokenhearted. God is calling them out of darkness. But even if God is calling them out of darkness, they were already chosen to be miraculous and rulers while they were in darkness. That's just like meeting. It's just like meeting, going down the street and meeting a homeless person that's a drunkard that don't realize that he's a millionaire.
Wow.
And somebody's been looking for him. The first thing that got me, the four points that God gave me, and it's the first thing he said that, first of all, he said that you are a chosen people, meaning you're selected.
Selected.
Many are called, but few are what? Chosen.
Chosen.
That's it.
He selected Sister Vonda for such a time as this.
That's
we didn't
it.
Know
that
kid.
It.
We knew we felt some presence of God. We thought it was shivers. We thought when we were sitting in church, we thought it was cold flashes. God's anointing was falling on us. when we were kids,
yeah,
having certain dreams God was giving us. We were chosen then, being selected. Hadn't even been molded and made into yet.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us, and I don't know your testimony, but I was one who got into darkness.
Mm-hmm.
That God had to bring out into the wonderful light. But I was already chosen. I was already chosen to be a royal priesthood, meaning that I look like God. So whatever I call forth is going to come forth. Jesus says, greater works than you shall do. See, this is the thing that I love about even Father God. If I'm speaking God's word and speaking God's word and speaking God's word, the Bible says forever in heaven God's word is settled. Now, if forever in heaven God's word is settled, do you remember the term that when Jesus told the disciples, he said that we're going to go to the other side? That's all he said. We're going to go to the other side.
That's
right.
They
got in the boat, and then here's a prince of the air, stirred up a storm, and then the apostles went down, and Jesus was sleeping. Woke him up. Jesus come and rebuked the winds and rebuked the waves and everything, and said, in layman's term, what's wrong with you guys? Where was your faith?
Yep.
And they probably looking at Jesus like, man, did you see what we were in? But they forgot forever in heaven God's word is settled. Jesus had already spoken and said, we're going to get to the other side. Now, that boat could have tore up into splinters. They couldn't die. They had to get to the other side because Jesus had already did what? Spoken it. And if Jesus had spoken it, the Bible backs it up and said, forever in heaven God's word is settled.
That's right. It's established. It's settled.
So I look like God now. So the very thing that I speak in the atmosphere, it happens. Because I'm a royal priesthood. I'm just not chosen anymore. I'm royal. I'm holy.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm a holy nation.
That's right.
What's so big about being a holy nation? This is what's so big about being a holy nation. He didn't say that you were holy. He said a holy nation. That means that there are seeds in you that have got to go forth through lineage of generations after you. There's a nation in us that must come forth.
Yes. Wow.
And be chosen and royal again and holy nation. Last thing is, he said that you're God's special possession. My God. This means I could touch the heart of Father. See, when you got favor with God, you could touch his heart, man. I got daughters. And they daddy babies. I don't care how angry I get with them, they know how to touch my heart.
Yeah, come on now.
And if that's happening with me, human, how much more if I go before Father God and say, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you.
Glory.
Oh, my soul, rejoice.
Glory, glory.
Take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. And it touches God's heart. How do I know it touches God's heart? Because he manifests himself before me.
Yes.
See, you don't hear about God going where angels are saying hallelujah, but you say it, and God shows up.
That's right. That's right. Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful.
God is there for the brokenhearted.
Yes, he is.
That'll rescue them. I pray that this is really touching somebody's heart on today.
Yes.
I believe
you,
brother. My goodness.
Oh, my God.
There's so many broken hearts out there, and as we're speaking, I know there's people listening, whether it's tonight or you're listening at a different day, I know your heart's been broken by whatever you're going through now. What somebody said to you has crushed your spirit, and what God is trying to do is bring you life, and that you push past the pain that you feel and receive from him, and he's restoring you in what you're feeling right now. And what you're hearing and your understanding right now is God's Spirit.
Hallelujah.
You back to life, resuscitating you. What the enemy meant for bad, God meant it for good. Go ahead.
Amen. Yes, I really just feel an unction, brother. Will you do this for me? And me and Sister Vaughn is going to touch and agree. I just feel my heart is really just overwhelmed with there are people that are listening right now to really have an encouragement. And I really want you to encourage them with just a prayer, brother. Because listen, the worst thing in the world is feel like you don't belong. The worst thing in the world is to feel like you're neglected.
That's right.
They have a statement that says that when you're no longer necessary, you're no longer useful. And in church, a lot of times that can be done like that.
Yeah.
And there are so many people that have been hurt, man, that we got to restore back with the spirit of love to God. Can we just take a few seconds, brother, and just pray for these people?
Yes. Please do. Please just pray. Heavenly Father, we're going to pray in succession to you, Father, but we just pray right now. We know there's people listening that have been crushed and wounded and broken up, Lord God, with things that have been said, even through church leaders, and they may not have even known some of the things that they were doing because they were taught those things.
Yes.
If somebody's even saying in their heart, I'm a misfit, I don't even fit in, and they're wondering why they're on the earth, and there's people that's suicidal, constantly battling, constantly taking drugs, prescribed drugs because they don't feel like they fit.
Yes.
Lord, I pray a covering over them right now.
Hallelujah.
And we bind the enemy off of them right now in the name of Jesus, that they would hear the seed of the word of God, and it would be released into them, and it would grow. It would be given the taproot of their spirit.
Yes.
Drawing on the Holy Spirit, Lord God, to bring them into the living, Lord, the living vine, which is Jesus Christ, and let them let that taproot touch this mustard seed faith in them that you've given them to hear what they've said to the Lord in this hour. So we don't believe that this is by mistake that we are having this broadcast tonight and speaking on this very thing. We talk about the hour of God.
Yes,
and they were wondering what that was. It's been broken down for them to understand. And also the God experience.
Yes.
That's what they're experiencing right now. God is speaking something new. Lord,
yes,
I just
Jesus.
Pray right now that you would just, Lord, touch that heart and move back the layers of hurt, pain, and, Lord, that very person, the realness. We talk about being real. That struggles with even receiving what we're even saying right now. They don't even know that they can be loved.
Yes.
And to know that they are.
Yes.
By the power of the Holy Spirit, we break that yoke in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Be released in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Release the power of God upon them right now. And you guys go ahead and go forth. I wanted to pray that.
Come on, sister.
Father, thank you.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you because we know you heard our prayer, God. We know every heart, God, that is turned toward this station tonight, God. We know it is turned toward you as well, God. We know, God, that you've already begun the healing process, God. We know, God, how that begin to strengthen every individual, God. Lord, we ask that you should kind of glory to your name, Jesus.
Yes, God.
To fill the place where your people are, God. God, heal from the pulpit to the back door, God. Because healing needs to take place within your house, God.
Yes,
God,
Jesus.
Before we can call your people to come to you, God, we need your help as well, God.
Yes.
Your people are hurting, God. Your people are hurting naturally. Your people are hurting spiritually.
Yes.
Your people are hurting, God, and they need your healing power.
Hallelujah.
Your healing virtue, God, to flow through them, God, like never before, God.
Yes, God.
But we ask that every hurt heart be healed, God. We ask that every hurt heart be turned toward you, God. Lord,
yes,
we ask every individual at the sound of our voice, God, be turned toward you, God, like never before. God, only you can heal this thing, God.
Yes.
You said, if my people who are called by my name
shall
humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then shall they hear from heaven. God, you're speaking, but we're not hearing, God. So, God, we're asking that our hearts be turned toward you, God. We ask that repentance will go forth,
God.
Lord, we ask, God, that genuine repentance goes forth, God. Lord, we ask that when this repentance takes place, God, that you will speak louder than you ever have before, and we will hear you, God. Oh, God,
Hallelujah.
And through your voice, God, through the words that you speak, God, God, we will begin to hear from you, and we will begin to be saved, set free, and delivered from every obstacle, God, that has come. That has come to darken yet our doorstep, God. Lord, we just thank you because you are a mighty God. We thank you, God, because you are a God of order, because you are a God of compassion, God, a God of grace, God. We thank you, God. We know what you've done in your son Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
Oh, we thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Father God. God, and we just bless your name, God, because of who you are, God. We thank you because right now, God, that person's life has changed. We thank you, Jesus, that right now there's a transforming happening and a shifting happening that's encouraging their spirit right now. They don't even look like what they used to look like. They look like you, God. They look like you, God. They look like you, Father God. We speak it right now, God. Now we give you praise of thanksgiving, God. We give you a dinner offering, God, a praise of thanksgiving, thanking you in advance. Right now, God, we cast our authorities off of our heads. We cast away our crowns to worship you, to say thank you, God. Thank you for moving by your spirit right now. Right now, moving by your spirit into that person, in that individual's heart, letting them know that there's somebody in the kingdom, God. Letting them know that they are chosen. Not only are they chosen, but they are royal, God. Not only that they are royal, God, but they are a holy nation. They have something to give back. You have placed in them very precious promises to give back.
Mm-hmm.
Precious promises to give back. And it will manifest itself. Yes. And you will get the glory for it, God. You will get the glory for it and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we all three agree by saying thank God.
Amen. We have a perfect song. I mean, we're going to play this song. It's perfect right now for whoever that is for. I mean, there's a lot of people in the body of Christ, a lot of people that don't even know Christ but just feeling his warmth right now. This is the cry of your heart, and we're going to play this. It's called Breathe On Me, and this is by The Nation, Curtis LD. We'll be right back. Thank you, Jesus.
Breathe on me, dear Lord. Let the spirit of refreshing renew me today. Holy Spirit, breathe now. Let the power of your presence rest on me.
Before your throne, asking God,
breathe on me.
Breathe.
Dear Lord,
dear Lord.
Let the spirit of refreshing,
renew
me today. Holy Spirit,
we're waiting.
Breathe now.
Breathe now.
Let the power of your presence rest on me.
Let your power, God.
Let the power of your presence love on me.
Let the power.
Let the power of your presence embrace me.
Let the power.
Let the power
of
you, Father. We want to be where you are.
Yes.
Somebody's crying that out right now. Lord, I want to be where you are. You're there now.
Yes.
God's Spirit is ministering to you. And just right where you are, just right where you are, His love is making you right there.
Yes.
And you see,
yes.
God purposed and designed this program just for you, and He loves you that much.
Mm.
Isn't that a beautiful thing? That God would love you succinctly. He's chosen you. You are chosen generation. Even as you heard Curtis say before, right where you are in your situation, He loves you.
Yes.
Right where you are in your situation, He's called you.
Yes.
Right where you are in your situation, He's chosen you.
Yes.
And He's focused His intention right there on you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And He wants to speak into your life right now.
Yes. Yes.
You have purpose.
Mm.
You have been called for a specific reason.
My God.
And He's breaking off all those things. Go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
Man of God, you know, you said something that basically you're saying that this was tailor-made for them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
This was customly made for you, beloved of God. And there might be somebody that's saying, hey, you know what? I hear what you're saying, but how do I get in that place where I'm feeling that anointing of God, I'm feeling that the presence of God? Well, let's do this now. Let me share with you now.
Yeah, go ahead. Yes.
One example that I always use when I teach and share with people is this. And I want you to get it from this example. I was in my quiet time once, and I began to tell God how great He was and tell Him how big He was, and He was just a majestic king. And there was no God present, and I wonder why God wasn't showing up. And I slipped and said, God, I love you. And the presence of God showed up. And then I began to say, God, you're so wonderful and you're so glorious. And the presence of God left. And I said, oh, I understand. You don't want to hear how great you are. You want to hear how much I love you. And when I began to share with God how much I love you, God began to manifest Himself even more until He took me to the third heaven experience, and we'll talk about that another time. But for right now, beloved, if you get in the presence of God and begin to worship Him, and you can tell God, you're the passion of my soul, my love is for you, you're going to feel a presence of God that's going to come up on you. And when that presence of God come up on you, stay right there. If you're telling God that He's the passion of your soul and the presence of God come up on you, stay right there.
Yeah.
And begin to tell Him more. And God is going to expand and manifest Himself more upon you. More and more upon you. It is so easy.
Right.
See, a lot of times we make it hard, but it's
easy.
The gospel is simple. Father, Father wants you to know that He said that you can enter into His gates with thanksgiving, meaning that you can go before His presence just by saying, thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
And come before His courts with praise just by saying hallelujah. If you can't remember nothing else, those two words, enter just by saying thank you. And in His courts, just say hallelujah.
You know what? He's speaking right now. Go ahead. Finish out there, because I want to come in right after you.
And God loves you so much, and God knows where you are. You don't have to act like you've been saved for 20 years if you've only been saved for 2 days.
Come
just
on.
Be who you are. Express yourself and be transparent before Him, and He will manifest Himself to you. Go ahead, Brother Mike.
And I want to share, that was for our believers that lost their first love.
Mm-hmm.
And now He wants to focus on that person that has never accepted Christ. Romans 10th chapter, the 9th verse says,
yes.
It gives you just a perfect way to receive Christ in your heart. You're feeling His presence now. And I remember how I was. And I'm going to take myself back to that day. He take you back, just like Catherine Coleman said, I can take you back to the moment that He saved me. He said, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart. So it's a confession with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. He didn't say you had to go carry something around for 15 years. He didn't say, you know, you need to carry around a burden any longer. He didn't say you had to be still be crushed with the things that have been spoken into your life. Yes. If you believe in your heart, yes, Lord, I believe those things. I believe that just on the word that I've heard tonight, just on what I know what's happening right now. And
yes.
You pray that prayer, Lord, come into my heart.
Yes.
I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
Yes.
I believe that you died for me and you rose again.
Yes.
And you're seated in heavenly places. And right now, I thank you
yes.
for my position as a joint heir.
Yes.
I take my position and I accept you. I accept the position that you have gracefully and mercifully
yes.
given to me. I don't deserve it, all of the things I've done wrong.
Mm.
I receive you as my Lord
mm.
and my Savior, my only hope, the only solution that man has. I accept it. I
yes.
want it. I
yes.
want it right now. And I believe
yes.
I receive it right now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We pray that prayer. We'll say, just like Curtis, welcome to the fam.
Welcome
to the family of God. Yeah, that's it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You've got a lot of brothers and sisters. You've got a lot of mothers. You've got a lot of fathers. I heard somebody say, you know, when you come into the family of God, and if you didn't have a father, you got a lot of them now.
That's right.
If you didn't have a mother, you got a lot of mothers. You said, well, I've been
Absolutely.
An only, you know, the child. Said, you know, well, you got a lot of brothers and sisters that are ready to embrace you and walk
mm.
with you and help you through those times. You know, and we're going to tell you, there's going to be times that you meet the devil. He's like, as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
Mm.
You just don't put yourself in the position to be roared upon by him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You let us share with you. You let the people of God share with you the lion that's inside of you and let it come forth.
Yeah.
And reveal what little small thing that the enemy that's spoken to your life through people, how small he really is.
Yes.
How he's done devastating things to so many people, but he's so small. Even the Bible didn't give him a name at the end. It said they overcame him.
Yes.
Didn't even name him.
Yes.
By the
Brother Mike,
word of their testimony in the blood of the Lamb. Go ahead, sir.
I want to definitely encourage those that are out there listening. I want those that have really have a testimony and been blessed by today. I want you to call in and let them know it. Let the station know it.
Yes. Yes.
And those that even have a prayer request after that, please,
yes.
if it's by email or whichever, let the station know. So we can continue
wow.
to just intercede for you. It's important
yes,
to us. We take it seriously. It's important
that's
to
right,
us
that's right.
that you continue to walk in the fellowship with us as kindred and with the beloved.
Yes.
We care about your soul and we care
that's
about
right.
your heart. Amen. God bless.
Amen. We have
Amen.
A number here to call. It's 877-563-5005. That's 877-563. This is the first time giving this number out, so write it down. 877-563-5005. And so if you're calling after the airtime, you can call that number. If we don't
yeah.
answer right away, we'll try to do our best, but leave a message in your number and speak clearly. Let us get back to you. We want to share with Curtis as well that you called in about this show, and if anybody just need prayer, special prayer tonight, you can still call in. You got about 2 minutes you can call in, and we can keep you in, and we can go over the time if you call in by phone. The phone number is 323-693-3830, and this is Friday night Central Standard Time, and this is 7:58. So if
Amen.
You call after that time, call the other number. But if you want to call in right now and need prayer right now and say, I need you to touch heaven for me, 323-693-3830. And if you're listening by your laptop, you're about to be cut off in 2 minutes. Go ahead and call in.
Amen.
It's one of the things that kept Adam out of the garden is pride. Sometimes we don't reach
That's
out
right.
for help when it's right there. Because all
yeah.
he had to
That's
say
right.
is, Lord, I repent. I eat his fruit. I repent. But what he said was, Lord, the woman you gave me. So he blamed God and he blamed the woman when he could have just repented and
Amen.
Humbled himself. And
Brother
so
Mike,
I ask you tonight. Yes, go ahead, sir.
Amen. If you would allow me to do this, I do want to encourage you, if you like the single that you heard, please go to iTunes or Amazon
yes.
and type
yes.
in The Nation, Breathe On Me, and that's spelled B-R-E-A-T-H-E, Breathe On Me, The Nation, Breathe On Me, and you
mm-hmm.
can download it for 99 cents, or
wow.
you can write to me as Zamar Ministries, Z-A-M-A-R, Ministries, P.O. Box 202-140. Again, it's P.O. Box 202-140, Austin, Texas, 787-20.
Beautiful. beautiful.
Amen.
Please download that song. I mean, you know that God's touched your heart. And we want to see some more things come forth from Curtis. We know that God has put some things in the spirit that's going to be released in the earth. And we only got seconds left that we're on the air with everybody that's on the laptop. So go ahead and call in if you like. You're going to be cut off in a few seconds. But I also want to give you that number again. If you're calling after this, after the program, it's 877-563-5005. We love you. And we're here for you. That's why every week we bring people, artists, and authors, and we bring inspiration during the week. Do not come express to talk to you, to empower you, to tell you that, you know, you have a purpose in your life. And we will be here every week bringing you something from God. Just like Curtis L. Dean, God has deposited him right here to minister to your life. Go ahead and download that CD. Go ahead and get in touch with him. Email him. I'll get on his website or call him. What's your website, Curtis? So we can make
as a matter of fact, we're under construction right now. You can get me on Facebook at Curtis L. Dean.
There we go. Curtis L. Dean. So facebook.com/CurtisLDean and message and say, hey, I want to get in touch with you. I want you to have you at my church. I want you to have the minister to our worship team. I'm telling you, you'll be blessed. You will be blessed. Curtis L., we just want to thank you tonight. I believe God
bless you guys, family. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God bless
you. And everybody that received, welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family.
Amen. Amen.
But this is the time we're just saying that God has been just diligent to do as he always does. He said he's a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. And so that's what we want to say, diligently. We talked about that throughout this whole show. Diligently seek him. I mean, when that God hour comes, well, I'll let be it.
Curtis, you know, it's
somebody
really nice to find that.
Go ahead.
It's really nice to sit back and just get a word, you know, as you do an interview. So I said to the guest last night, you made the interviewing easy because we could just sit back and allow you to minister. I know I echo Michael when I say it, to sit back and allow you to minister to us.
Praise God.
And
when we are
those
God.
Are the
praise
best
God.
Interviews.
Amen.
Yes,
glory to God. Praise God.
Thank you. Thank you for being obedient.
God bless you.
Thank
you all for having me. Thank you for having
me. Well, we love you, Brother Curtis, and thank you for
God
being
bless.
A part of the family. Thank you for our new family members that received the Lord. And we look forward to talking to you guys next week. And from Nighttime Platform, we'll say good night.
Good night.
Good night.